But Calvary
calls. Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
And this is what we're talking about, that God calls things that are not as though they were. And last week's takeaway was speak what you want, not what you have. Speak what you want, not what you have. I'm sick. Speak what you want, healing, not what you have. Second part was, speak in line with God's word or say what God says. Everyone say, say what God says. That'll make you more godly. Speak only what God says over every circumstance and situation in your life. Listen, just to tell you once again, I'm like a professor. I'm a doctor of theology, but I'm like a professor, right? I'm standing here teaching you all. You're taking notes, you're getting it in, you're thinking about this. But at the end of the semester, how do they say it? Semester. Semester in America. You guys are weird, but anyway, I'll live with it. At the end of the year or whenever, you will get an exam. And if you pass that exam, you can move on up to another grade or something different. I don't give you that exam. But when you leave these doors, you enter into the exam room. Life happens now. Now you got to apply what you're hearing here.
That's right.
You have to apply it to your life. That's what Jesus said. He said about the two men. He said, if you hear the word of God and do the word of God, I liken you to the man who heard the word and did the word. It was like he built his house on a rock. And when trials and tribulations came, the house stood. Because it was founded on the rock. Jesus is the rock. But then the other man heard the word of God and didn't do what he heard. And it was like he built his house on the sand. And when the storms came and life hit him, the house crashed down because it was founded on the sand. He wasn't on the rock. So you can sit here and hear and hear and hear, and faith comes by hearing, and you can be a fat cat with faith. But faith without works is dead. Right? Faith without works is dead. That's what the Word of God says in James 1:20. And so now when you leave these walls and you leave this building and you're on your own and the attack comes, do what you're hearing in this place. Do it for yourself. Speak it over your life. Speak and say what God says over everything. Amen? And this is how we affect change. This is God's way of affecting change by calling things that are not, and then they will be. And the third thing was believe you have it. When you pray, believe you have it. Amen? And that's a Bible principle of changing in your life. Amen. Now, there are some here who have missed, well, not here, but there are some people in the kingdom. And I talk to ministers. I have a lot of leadership meetings with a lot of leaders in the community and other communities. And online, I'm speaking to leaders a lot of the time and ministers and people like that. And there's some people that misunderstand the principle that says, call things that are not as though they were. They don't fully understand it. And this can even be men and women of God that have been in the kingdom for many years. And if you're new in the kingdom, then you need to learn this, because this is the way that you can get change in every area of your life. Amen. And things like, I hear people say, I can't afford it. But they've been a Christian for 30 years. Now, that's not calling things that are not as though they were. Or I'm sick. Or this is a great one. I'm coming down with that. Coming down. Have you ever said that or heard people say, I'm coming down? Where are you coming down from? You're on the throne of grace. Stay up there. You seal it together with Christ in heavenly places. Why come down? He fell from grace, not me. I stay there, right, with Jesus. Amen. I'm coming down with. What does that actually mean? It means I'm getting sick. Right? Now, you're not sick yet. You just felt the symptoms, but you're calling things that are not as though they were for the wrong effect. I'm coming down with. So we need to turn this around. I'm an addict, or I can't do it, or I'm too old, or whatever it is. You're calling things that are as though they are. And that solidifies whatever it is to become stronger. Amen. So this is a powerful word for us to get a hold of. Amen. And so there's a lot of people that are calling things that are as though they are. And God said, no, that's wrong. Call things that are as though they were not. Or call things that are as though they were something else. So God looked out, he saw darkness. What did he want? Light. He didn't say it's dark. He didn't say I'm coming down with darkness. He didn't say the next person to get fired will be me. He didn't say none of that. He looked out, he saw dark, he said, that's not what I want. What I want? I want light. Light be, and light came. And like I said before, if he had spoken about the darkness, we would have still been in darkness. Amen. And so all, they either do that or they go to the other extreme, the other side, and they start to deny there's a problem. I'm not broke. I'm not sick. I don't have an addiction. I'm not in fear. And they start to deny. There's no power in denying something that's happening. There is no power in denying something happening in your life. You don't deny that there's a situation. What you do, however, is deny its right to exist in your life. Because of the finished work of the cross. My wife was talking about break every chain. It's broken. It's already broken off of our lives. So when we sing that song in future, we'll sing, he broke every chain. If we ever want to do that song again. He broke every chain. It's done. It's a done deal. It's the finished work of the cross. And that's what you got to start to call. You've got to call what Jesus accomplished at the finished work of the cross. Can you say amen? So they deny what exists. And if it's there, it's a fact. I don't deny it. Amen. And then we get fancy ways of saying about it. I knew a church at one stage. You'd ask someone from their church, a Word of Faith church, how are you doing physically or financially? And they'd say, well, in the natural realm, not so good, but in the spiritual realm, I'm doing great. You're a liar. You're confessing you're in trouble. Right there. That's double-minded. Come on. Jesus said in James 1:8, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, and let not that person think he will receive anything from God. So in the flesh, well, it's not so kosher, but in the spiritual realm, I'm great. No, you don't know how to do this. So we need to train ourselves and help others. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I know you're receiving this. You're very quiet today. So I know you're taking it in. You're taking it in. You're pondering what I'm saying. You're meditating on some words. Amen. And so there's no power in denying what exists. We got to do what God said. And what did God say? The power is calling forth what Jesus accomplished at the cross. Amen. We call what Jesus accomplished. I call myself saved. Why? Because I received and I did it the way the Bible says. I call, listen, call what he accomplished at the finished work of the cross. So you call prosperity accomplished at the cross. He became poor so I could be rich, right? We call healing. Yeah. Amen. Don't say you're sick. You say I'm healed. Why? By the stripes on his back at the cross. We call freedom. Amen. It's accomplished. I'm free. Yeah. Every chain was broken. We call for wisdom. Amen. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Christ Jesus has made unto me wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification. That's all been done at the cross. So you call wisdom into your life. You call direction. You call protection. You call victory. All accomplished at the cross of Jesus Christ. You call joy. You call salvation. You call peace. And you call yourself a child of the Most High God. And you say that I have a priestly anointing and I've got royalty in my blood. Start to call things that are, that God says to call them that way. Amen. So you've got to say what God said. And that's God's method of change. And you and I, being agents of change, need to do it that way. Yes, amen. Right. Amen. Amen. I mean, think, I said earlier, an ambassador goes to another nation from a nation. And in this nation he's now visiting in. First of all, the government has paid for the house, paid for the car, paid for the gas, paid for the food, paid for the furniture, paid for the children to go to school, paid for their clothing, paid for the flight there, paid for a flight back, paid everything. The government that he's representing. So if he's from England like they were in South Africa, the ambassador there didn't pay for a thing. England took care of the person in this country. And then this person in this country said to us in South Africa, no, don't drive on the right side of the road because it's the wrong side. Drive on the left side because that's the right side. So we all drove. Where do we drive now? Are we on the right side in America? Okay, that's the wrong side. In South Africa and the islands and places like that, we drive on the left side. Why? Because the ambassador made this country look like the country that we represented or he represented, which was England. So now we drove on the left side and we did all things according to the British government. Well, now we're in the kingdom of God. We're pilgrims passing through the earth. We represent the kingdom of God. He called us ambassadors in 2 Corinthians 5. He said, you're ambassadors for Christ. Amen. So now as an ambassador for Christ, I'm an agent of change and I need to bring change to this earth in the here and now where people are lost, dying, sick and going to hell. I need to change so that they can go to heaven and be in the kingdom of heaven. That's God's way of getting us to do what he wants us to do. He made us ambassadors. I'm an ambassador of change. Put your hand on your heart and say, God ordained me, gave me authority, and gave me a mandate, and made me an ambassador of heaven. And I will affect change wherever I go. I mean, really? That's a powerful thing, isn't it? I'm excited about it because we got the authority to say to a mountain, hey, move yourself. Amen. That's some authority. Amen. That is some authority. Now, how many in this place believe the word of God? Let me see your hands. I'm looking at every hand in this place. How many of you believe the word of God? I'm looking, are there any hands? Okay, I saw you go up and down. All right, you all believe, correct? Okay, well, this is great. Look at 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13. It is written, I believed. You just said you believed, right? It is written, I believed, therefore I have what? I have what? Why did you speak? Why did you speak? Because you believed. What do you believe? The word of God. What does the word say? Healed, prosperous, etc. I have believed, therefore I have spoken. Since we have the same spirit of faith, we who believe, we also do believe and therefore speak. Amen. You believe the word of God, you believe God's word is true, you believe that word and you speak it out of your mouth because we have that same spirit of faith. See, unto every man has been given the measure of faith. Romans 12:3, God says it, unto every man and woman has been given the measure of faith. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift from God. Amen. So we've got the faith, and since we have that faith, and we said we believe right now, we also believe, and therefore we also speak.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday.